with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says President Trump is considering invoking the rarely used Insurrection Act in response to the violence in Minneapolis at protests against the federal immigration crackdown.
I discussed with the president this morning several things that we are dealing with under the department and different operations. We did discuss the Insurrection Act. He certainly has the constitutional authority to utilize that. My hope is that this leadership team in Minnesota will start to work with us to get criminals off the streets.
The announcement comes a day after a man was shot and wounded by an immigration officer who had been attacked with a shovel and broom handle. U.S. forces in the Caribbean Sea have seized another sanctioned oil tanker the Trump administration says has ties to Venezuela.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says the Veronica previously passed through Venezuelan waters and was operating in defiance of President Donald Trump's established quarantine of sanctioned vessels in the Caribbean. It's the sixth sanctioned vessel seized by U.S. forces as part of that effort. The Veronica is currently listed as flying the flag of the South American country Guyana and is considered part of the shadow fleet that moves cargoes of oil in violation of U.S. sanctions. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Senate on Thursday cleared the final procedural hurdle for a three-bill spending package, setting up a final vote later on today. Lawmakers are racing to avoid a partial government shutdown only months after emerging from the longest closure in U.S. history, with a hard deadline looming on January 30th. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 292 points, the Nasdaq rose 58, the S&P advanced 17. This is SRN News. More churches are closing than are opening.
A new study from Lifeway Research reveals that for 2024, the last year for which all the data is in, about 3,800 new Protestant churches opened in this country. However, that same year, roughly 4,000 churches closed their doors. Lifeway spokesman Scott McConnell finds a silver lining, saying, quote, given recent declines in Americans identifying as Christians, churches show a remarkable ability to remain open even with fewer attendees. Michael Harrington reporting.
Legal experts say the Supreme Court seems likely to uphold state laws barring males from playing on female sports teams in schools. During arguments this week, at least five of the six conservatives on the nine-member court indicated they'll rule that the laws don't violate either the Constitution or the landmark Title IX statute designed to protect women's sports. This is SRN News. In case there was any doubt, soccer, known abroad as football, remains wildly popular.
World Soccer's governing body has received more than 500 million ticket requests for this year's World Cup. Outside the host countries, the most requests come from Germany, England, and Brazil. FIFA is asking for up to $8,600 per ticket, although after criticism, it did announce $60 tickets for every game available through national federations. The most requested match, Colombia versus Portugal, June 27th in Miami Gardens, Florida. Rich Thomason reporting.
Federal prosecutors are charging 26 people, including former college basketball players, who allegedly tried to fix games as recently as last season in what they call a scheme to rig NCAA and Chinese Basketball Association games. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.